Today I'd like to continue with human values. And if you remember, we looked at generosity and ithar. Today we will look at khawf wa raja, which is fear and hope. The Quranic ayah that comes immediate to mind is ayah 46 of Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And for him who fears to stand before his Rabb are two gardens. Let's understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by fear. It's not false evidence appearing real. This is real khawf. See, let me give an example. There was a man called Habib ibn al-Harith who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have committed many wrong actions. Then turn to Allah, O Habib, he replied. But Habib said, Ya Rasulullah, I turn to him, but then I relapse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then every time you commit a wrong action, turn to him. Habib said, what if my wrong actions are so many? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's forgiveness is greater than your wrong actions, O Habib. You know what Rasulullah also said? He said, when the two recording angels transmit to Allah what they have recorded, and he sees that there is a good action on the first page and a good action on the last, then he says to the angels, bear witness that I have forgiven my abd what is recorded between the first and the last pages. Now when I read this hadith, maybe you think it's all about rahmah, but it's not. It's also about this fear, this awesomeness, this belief within ourselves, this conscience that says, you've done something wrong. That which hurts us so much. We see Habib going and asking Rasulullah, but I relapse, he says. But the very fact that he asked, the very fact that he thought about it, means there was a sense of fear in him. Imam Ali al-Islam says, the best of actions is to achieve a balance between fear and hope. But then he also said, do not be of those who hope for the next world without acting for it. And he said, those who have the best opinion of Allah are those who fear Him the most. Maybe we have misplaced fear. Sometimes in our lives we fear everybody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a hadith of Imam Sadiq al-Islam comes to mind, where he said, I'm amazed at those who are afraid. Those who are afraid and fear other than Allah, why do they not seek refuge in Allah's words? In he quotes Surah Al-Imran, ayah 173, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and most excellent is the protector. I repeat again, it's a verse that if you can memorize, keep it with you at all times, whenever you're scared. Whenever you fear anything or anyone, recite it, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Imam Sadiq says, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after this says, فَانْقَلِبُوا بِنِئْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. So they returned with favor from Allah and His grace, and no evil touched them. It's amazing. Then Imam Sadiq says, I'm also amazed at those who are distressed. Why do they not seek refuge in Allah's words when He says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Now we've talked about this, Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 87, because He says immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we responded to him and delivered him from the grief, and thus do we deliver all the mu'mineen. Then he said, I am amazed at those who are the victims of deceit. He says, I'm absolutely amazed at them. Why do they not take refuge in Allah's words? And he quoted Surah Al-Mu'min, Surah number 40, ayah 44, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to say, وَوْفَوِّذْ وَمْرِي لَلَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I entrust my affairs to Allah. Surely Allah is aware, He sees His abd. Because he says immediately after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَهَاكَ بِعَالِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوَى الْعَذَابِ. So Allah protected him from the evil consequences of what they planned. And then he said, I am amazed by those who desire this world and its beauty. Why do they not take refuge in his words? And he quoted Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 39, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. It is as Allah has pleased, there is no power save in Allah. For he said immediately after that, I have heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and he quotes the next ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَعْلًا وَوَلَدًا. If you consider me to be inferior to you in wealth and children, فَأَصَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ, then maybe my Rabb will give me what is better than your garden. And maybe just a reminder about the story that comes with this. This is talking in Surah Al-Qaf about two men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 32 says, وَضْرِبْ لَحُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ, set forth to them a parable of two men. جَعَلْنَا لِحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. For one, we made two gardens of grapevines, and we surrounded them with palms, and in the midst of them we made cornfields. كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. But though both the gardens yielded their fruits, and failed not anything, and we caused river to gush forth in their midst. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. And he who possessed much wealth said to his companion while he disputed with him, I have greater wealth than you, and I am mightier in followers. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself, and he said, I don't think this will ever perish. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَا إِرُّدِتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. And I don't think the hour will come, and even if I'm returned to my Rabb, I will most surely find a returning place better than this. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. His companion said to him while disputing with him, Do you disbelieve in him who created you from dust, then from a small seed, then he made you a perfect human being? لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. As for me, he, Allah, is my Rabb. I don't associate anyone with my Rabb. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِنْ تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. And therefore, do you not say when you enter your garden, it is as Allah has pleased. There is no power in Allah. If you consider to me be inferior to you in wealth and children, فَأَصَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَفًا. Then maybe my Rabb will give me what is better than your garden, and he will send a thunderbolt from heaven, so it shall become grounded with plants. أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. Or its water should sink down in the ground, so you're unable to find it. You know what happened? وَوْحِيْتَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَكَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا وَيَكُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرَكْ بِرَبِّي حَدَىٰ. His wealth was destroyed. So he began to wring his hands for what he had spent onto it, while it lay falling down upon its roof, and he said, Ah, what that I would have not associated anyone with my Rabb. وَلَمْ تَقُلْ لَهُ فِيَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And he has no host to help him besides Allah, nor could he just defend himself. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Protections is only of Allah's. The true one. وَخَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أُقْبًا. He's the best in reward and the best in requiting. It's an amazing parable. A bit long drawn, I know. But something we need to think about when we're so confident about everything in life. That is why fear and hope are very important. I shall repeat the four ayat that Imam Sadiq said will help us through every situation in life. I suggest we keep it near our sides. Every time we fear anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately to say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Anytime we are distressed, La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Anytime we find that we are those who have been subject to deceit by others, then wa ufawwidhu amri ila Allah, inna Allaha basirun bil ibad. And finally, if we find that the desire of the world has overtaken us, that means keeping up with the Joneses is getting too difficult, then mashallah la quwwata illa billah. It doesn't mean that we don't strive to be the best, but it will take us away from exactly that, keeping up with the Joneses. And remember, there are five kinds of fear. You have fear of those who disobey, for example, that khawf, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That when we do something wrong, the conscious fears. Then there is the fear of creation, which is known as khashya. Then you have the fear of the humble ones, this is wajal. Then we have the fear of the worshipper, which is rahba. And finally, the fear of the spiritually aware, which is haiba. If we look at all five, just very generally, and find ayat of the Quran that may help you understand them. Fear that one has because we've disobeyed. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentions it in Surah Al-Rahman. For those who fear, he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For those who fear disobedience, they will stand before their Rabb, there will be two gardens. Then for khashya, and this is that which appears in the human being when he or she perceives his or her shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Al-Fatir, which is Surah number 28, when he says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Those of his abd, only whom are possessed of knowledge, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, that was fear, khashya of creation. Then you have wajal, which is the fear of the humble. And these are all valid fears, or very one that we need to develop into ourselves. Wajal appears in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 2, when Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Those only are believers whose hearts become full of fear when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. Then we find rahba, which appears because one again perceives one's shortcomings. This is in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he responds to the dua of Prophet Zakaria, he mentions in the same ayah, he says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِينَ. Indeed, they used to hasten one with another in deeds of goodness, and to call upon us, hoping and fearing, and they were humble before us. And finally, the final one, which is haiba, and we find that in Surah Al-Imran, which arises with the witnessing of the truth when secrets are revealed to the men of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 28 says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah makes you cautious of retribution from Himself, and to Allah is the eventual coming. Inshallah, we will continue with human values tomorrow.